Can you tell me this?
Yeah.
Having been a little occupied other elsewhere for a couple of days, Patrick Cripps got a fracture in his back or not?
Well, my reading of it now is that he did, but he no longer has.
Okay.
If you listen to David Teague pretty much said that. This is what he said. He's in great shape. Have a listen. This is what David Teague had to say yesterday.
Nah, he's fine. He's doing all the training. You watch training today, he'll compete everything in training. He doesn't have a fractured back.
So it's just completely inaccurate. There was no... Can you detail the nature of the injury?
He had a sore back at the start of the year, but not now. It's everything sealed now. He's fine.
Never fractured. There was never any...
He had a sore back. I'm not sure what the actual findings were, but he did. I think it was reported. He had a sore back early in the year, but that was, I think he's been completing full training since round two or three, I think it was. So, yeah, it's not an issue now.
And Michael Gleeson in The Age, fantastic writer, one of the best, if not the best footy journo in the state. He wrote definitively that he is playing with a stress fracture, did he not?
He's been playing with a fracture in his back this season. He's needed weekly injections to help him play. He suffered the knock pre-season. The injury confirmed by sources, right? So not by the club, but by sources. And probably you pick up the phone, maybe you talk to his management team or whatever, that Cripps was playing hurt with a mystery injury that needed weekly injections, but the nature of the injury was unknown.
Okay, so this
it
is
doesn't actually specifically say whether or not he still is.
Right. Well, David Teague says no. David Teague was definitive in how he's feeling right now. This is as far as I could read it. He says Cripp is in great shape right now. He's completing all the training. He's playing strong. That's what we want. So that's pretty unequivocal right now. Now, he was a little bit, you know, he had back issues. Yeah. Previously. My question for this, he's copped a lot of criticism, a lot of heat, Patrick Cripps, a lot of discussion about where he's at and, you know, the Mackay out of contract. So who, you know, where are they going to prioritise, all that sort of stuff. Lachie Neale was in a similar situation. Lachie Neale, the reigning Brownlow medalist, didn't start the year, you know, in the manner that we all thought. And then he came out. It was almost, just talk for a minute.
Right. Okay. Well, he came out probably, I think it was after the game they played against the Bulldogs in Ballarat, actually.
And he just dropped it, just casually, just said, look, you know, I probably shouldn't say this was the words he said, but I've got this little stress fracture that's, you know, making life a bit hard for me. Now, you can read of that what you will, but it filled in some blanks. So then the discussion around Lachie Neale's form changed and altered as a result of that. Mm. Oh, you know, he's not anywhere near his Brownlow medal form because he's got a stress fracture in his back. The question is, for Carlton supporters or fans of Patrick Cripps, of which I am one, should he, or not him or his manager or someone, let it be known that, yeah, damn straight he is. He's doing a good job just to get out on the field.
Yeah.
And then that dialogue and narrative around him would change dramatically.
Yeah, it would. I guess there's a couple of things to this. One is that you don't want to make excuses for your own performances.
Well,
a lot of players don't want to make excuses.
Yeah.
And the other part to that is that if he has a fracture in his back and he's playing under duress and with injections, the potential is that somebody can knock that part of your body, like, really heavily and cause further pain and suffering for you.
My suggestion to that would be there would be no way that any doctor in the competition would allow him to play if there was the risk of him doing severe damage.
No, but I'm not talking about severe damage. I'm just talking about it being painful. We've seen him go off during early in the season. He went off at different times and he probably had a little bit longer on the bench because of maybe he was suffering some pain and discomfort.
Anyway, all we can do, this is what when we're making assessments, is assess on what we know, on the information before us.
Right.
So as commentators or media people who are asked to, you know, go and watch it, what do you think about it? So right now it's fair game, the assessment of Patrick Cripps.
Yeah.
If it comes to light that he has been playing with a stress fracture and continues to, it changes. Mm. And I wonder what Patrick, as a proud warrior footballer, I'm sure his mindset would be, no, I take the field, I'm fair game.
Do you think the way the game, adding to that, okay, and, you know, maybe there's an injury concern, but adding to that, the way the game is being played, less stoppages, more spread, the ball is in motion more than it's been previously. Mm. Do you think that's impacted on his effectiveness out there on the field as well?
Possibly. But
that's the narrative that's being spun around why he's not the why he's not the Patrick Cripps that we've seen of the past.
Yeah, but there's players that have got who were similarly suited to the way the game used to. And it, look, it's coming back a bit, by the way. They were really dramatic changes. Yeah. It's coming back a bit. But there are other players that adapted. And this is the question. He may be able to adapt with better spread and better outside run if he wasn't having, if he wasn't playing with a fresh stress fracture in his back. Yeah.
Do you see?
I don't know if he is or not, but this is what's been now being raised.
Do you see him as a forward two or not?
Hasn't demonstrated over the journey to me. Great forward now. Right. And his goal kicking is still iffy.
I say all that because, you know, somebody out there, and Carlton is one of them, and maybe West Coast or maybe Fremantle are looking at him now because we're talking about his contract now and where he's going to play his footy out. They're looking at all those things. They're saying, okay, what do you actually get with Patrick Cripps as a player? You've got leadership. Yeah, you know, we understand that he's a great competitor. What does he actually do and where does he fit into your pay scale in your team now?
But this is, again, this is all rolled in together. I don't know, and this is how it's hard to judge. Patrick, in his full body, strength, fit, 100%, it can still be a dominant force in this competition. Mm. And if you're going to make a play for him, and I'm not saying anyone is, but if West Coast were or Frio or who knows, Geelong, they would be in the most parlous position because they're trying to assess him as a player right now on the back of this injury.
Yeah.
And no one's been more discussed than Patrick Cripps this
year. And no one knows where he's at better than Carlton.
No.
Like the West Coast Eagles or anyone out there that might think that they want to recruit him, they don't know his situation better than what Carlton currently do.
And if you came in here and were doing your job every morning with a migraine every day. Migraine, which
I had a headache
this morning. And you weren't anywhere near as good as you were, and then you were getting assessed at it publicly and you're criticised, and then, you know, every day you would in the end go, hang on a damn minute.
I'm not feeling well.
Yeah, but you don't. Why don't they? Why doesn't Patrick Cripps?
Maybe he doesn't want to.
I know that.
Maybe he doesn't want to. Well, because he might think deep in his own mind, that is making an excuse for myself, and I don't want to. I don't want to be making excuses for my performance out there. I'm okay. I'm signing up. I'm saying that I'm okay to play. I'm putting myself out there. And my performances will stand for whatever they stand for based on what I'm producing.
Fair enough.